This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and I do appreciate the time that, you got to interact. That's the part that I like the most. You have to interact. And I don't know how to get the point across. Whether you can't stand the other side or not, you need to get information from them. And the only way you do that, again, is to talk with them. That's how you find out what they're thinking, where they're coming from. Yeah, I do want to know what they're thinking. I know some of you don't. I do. I want to know so I can combat it, so I can get information to combat it. Okay? Seriously. I know, some people have sent me emails about watching the DNC convention. This is like watching a bad accident. You know, you just can't look away. You know you shouldn't be, but you just can't stop. And some people have just stopped in to look at it for a second or two and go, whoa, really? And they stay. You know, my suggestion is you make some coffee, make some popcorn and get some Pepsi and sit down and just enjoy. Yeah, there's no other way to say it. Just enjoy your time. You'll have no real, I don't know. All right, so here's the thing. I've been saying for a long time that it's not equality they want, it's control. You know, they talk about righteousness, they talk about doing the right thing. When I say they, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I am not going to paint with a broad brush that says every single Democrat I know, because then I'd have to include my dad, my brothers. They're not. They're sane people. I think there's Democrats out there like there's Christians out there. You know, they go to church, two or three times a year? Come on, let's be honest about it. There are Christians out there. There are churchgoers out there. That's all they are, churchgoers. They go two or three times a year. They really don't know what they believe. And it's the same thing with Dems. I think some of them, you know, Grandma was a Dem, Uncle Frank was a Dem, this guy was a Dem, and that's it. So I must be a Dem. Now, the VA Supreme Court, I don't know if you guys knew what went on in Virginia, but they were going to allow criminals to vote, right? And the Supreme Court, the Virginia Supreme Court, struck it down, said, you can't do that. It is illegal. Wow. Isn't it funny how you see all these... these rulings against the Dem governors, the Dem president, about what they think they can do with a stroke of a pen? I guess it's because they know better and the courts don't, because they always find a way to go around it. They always try to find a way to beat it. They don't stop and say, wow, maybe this is an overreach. Maybe I need to rethink how I'm approaching this. They don't do that because they don't care. They know they're right no matter what. Now, in April, he signed an order to restore rights to all felons in Virginia to allow them to vote. Gee, I wonder who they would vote for, huh? Now, the Supreme Court, yeah, is that what they need? Do they need a core team of thugs, thieves, and crooks like, what's her name, Wasserman Schultz and that type? Is that what they need to run their organization? Yeah. And I'm just asking because that's what it seems they always have. And then the way to vote is they have to steal votes from other people. They have to vote from dead people. I mean, the majority of the dead people that are voting are Democrats. I'm not saying that there aren't small groups of Republicans doing it. But when you look at the big numbers as the dead people that are voting, they're always Democrats for some reason. And those stories that you hear are very true, you know, where somebody's mother who's died who was voting Republican all her life all of a sudden started voting Democrat after she died. That ain't right. If you show up with a death certificate for somebody, they should take that person off the rolls, end of discussion. Now, the Supreme Court told Governor McAuliffe that his executive order restoring voter rights to 206,000 felons could not happen against the law. And it was a 4-3 ruling. Shows you that this stuff goes party lines. The court declared McAuliffe's order unconstitutional, saying it amounts to a unilateral rewrite suspension of the state's policy of lifetime disenfranchisement. Oh, come on. For felons. Now, the court ordered the Virginia Department of Elections to cancel the registration of the felons who have been invalidly registered under McAuliffe's April 22nd executive order. However, McAuliffe has decided, you ready for this one? He has decided to pardon all 200,000 felons. What? I told you, they will do anything to win. And they'll do it in your face. And my dad is 100% right. He's in Massachusetts. He said, Joe, the Massachusetts state legislature could come out on the step of the Capitol House. He could flip the bird off. They could have a whole full picture of those guys flipping the bird off to every Massachusetts constituent. Okay? And they would still win by an overwhelming margin. And he is right. So this governor has come out now and said that, he's going to pardon them all. Never before has any prior 71 Virginia governors issued a clemency order of any kind, including pardons, reprieves, commute. You know, it's usually done on a case-by-case basis. Boy, he wants these people to vote Dem really bad, doesn't he? This is like Lyndon B. Johnson. Now, Lyndon Johnson knew he could get the black people to vote by his words, not mine, okay? By giving them all this stuff, he's going to get them to vote. Well, you know, you give somebody a pardon, give them all kinds of rights, who are you going to vote for? I'll take that vote any way I can get it. Well, me personally, I won't. But apparently, there's no Dem outcry, so the Dems are condoning this. This is good for them. I'm Joe Mazzini, host of The Real Side. Gary Aminoff will join me, a Republican strategist out of Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate the time that you spend watching live, listening live, taking the poll, texting and tweeting what we got going on up here. If you want to catch us live, you can find us up on the website, therealside.com. If you're a Facebook person, just head over to the Real Side Radio on Facebook. And again, I'm having a field day. You know, it's a DNC first night of their convention, which I also like to refer to lovingly as Fright Night for the rest of us. Gary Aminoff joins us. He is a Republican strategist out of Los Angeles County. And Gary, he's been on the show before, but Gary, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
I'm happy to be here, Joe.
You know, I have too much fun with this stuff. I think maybe I'm extremely sick and might need psychiatric help. But I get a kick out of how the DNC, you know, last week they're watching our convention and they're talking about how mixed up we were, how bad it was for us, how we don't have our act together. And then I'm watching them today, and I know you've been out all day, and you really haven't had a chance to tune in, but I've been listening and watching and getting such a kick out of them because they don't have their, they're not as together as they like us to believe that they are. I think Bernie, and I don't know what your take is on this, I think Bernie's people, I think they feel extremely let down, and not so much that he didn't make the nomination as a whole, but now that they find out that, you know, they've had ballots that were played with, that there were superdelegates that she shouldn't have had or shouldn't have got, that there was a lot of game playing going on. I mean, you know, you got to feel bad for them, even though they're Dems, right?
Yeah, well, they're justified in their anger. I would certainly be. Bernie was dealt cards from under the table. He was dealt a bad hand. And he's justified in being angry. And I'm sure they never counted on those emails coming out and having their plans disclosed.
Yeah, what was I won't call it, it's not funny, haha, you know what I mean, but it was funny that I actually got in an argument with somebody on Facebook who, in typical stereotypical fashion of a Democrat, he's chasing down the issue by issue as it happens during the day. He started off with, this is a conspiracy theory, they're not real, they're not true. And then when I pointed out to him that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was resigning, why would she resign over something that was fake? Why shouldn't she fight it? And he pushed back on me. And then I said to him, well, look, now you've got leaders in the Democratic Party that are saying, yes, I wrote it, it was the wrong thing to do. So, you know, right? I mean, how much coke does it take? How much vodka does it take for you to do that? I don't understand how you follow that along. You know what I'm saying?
Right. A lot of times the Democrats live in a fantasy world thinking that life is the way they'd like it to be, not the way it is.
Yeah, that's true. And again, but you know, I don't laugh at me, but I do feel bad for the Bernie supporters because he had a lot you had a lot of young people it was kind of like their first time in the process. They got behind somebody that they thought that they could push and at least have a fight with. You know, when you fight and you lose, you have to admit, you and I have been in fights together inside the party and outside the party. When you fight and you honestly lose, not that it's a good feeling, but you do have a good feeling that you put up a good fight and that you lost honestly. But when you lose because somebody cheats, somebody takes it away from you, somebody steals it from underneath you, that fury never really goes away, does it? I mean, it's really hard to push down.
Absolutely. And that anger is not going to go away quickly.
No.
As I see it, the Democratic Party is... has greater divisions and issues than the Republican Party does.
Oh, I think you're right on.
You're talking about probably half of the delegates that are close to it are Bernie supporters, and they're not happy.
No. And they were. And this morning when he was talking about them voting for Hillary, I thought they were going to pop a gut. And then they went out in the streets and they actually started they're protesting their own conference in the streets, their own convention. I think they're in a world of hurt. I really do. But that's my own personal opinion.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Speaking of what now people thought that last week's RNC was a dark and downtrodden convention, that it was all about doom and gloom. But obviously those were mostly people on the left. I mean, you followed it closely. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to get you on. And ultimately, what did you think? I mean, what did you think could have been done differently? Did we get our message across, or was it doom and gloom?
No, it wasn't doom and gloom at all. You know, people said that Trump's acceptance speech was dark and doom and gloom, and I didn't find it that way. He was pointing out issues that we all face and how he's going to deal with them, and I think that was an upbeat moment. And even the Ted Cruz not endorsing him was a blip. It wasn't a big deal. And it'll be forgotten soon. The Republican Party is going to come together, and everybody's going to be behind the candidate by November, and during the general election. So, you know, a lot of it is blown out of proportion.
I agree that a lot of it is blown out of proportion, but I got to tell you something. And some of the hardcore Republicans, and it makes me nuts because you know what I'm like, and I say to these guys all the time, you didn't get your perfect candidate, so you're taking your ball and your bat and you're going home. Are you really going to do that? Because they don't realize, and I love what they say to me, don't give me that crap that if I don't vote for Trump, it's a vote for Hillary. Well, it is, because you're not nullifying that other vote for Hillary, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, there are going to be a few holdouts who probably aren't going to vote for Trump. I think they're wrong. Most Republicans are going to come out and vote for Trump.
Yeah, I'm somewhat concerned though when you look at some of the heavy hitters I shouldn't say heavy hitters, the mainstream old guard Republicans that didn't come out to support him or speak at the event. He's not the guy known for his forgiveness, is he?
No. It's just the opposite. And that surprised me, too, that, the Bushes, the Romneys, the McCains didn't come out.
Yep. We got to go for a quick break, Gary. We'll be back in a second.
Okay, sure.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, and sign up for my weekly news email. Okay, it's a newsletter email. I send you information, yes. I send you information on our sponsors, but I also send you my latest written piece and all kinds of other stuff. So, pay attention, get involved, get engaged. It's the only way we win. If you have information, we win. If you don't have the information and all you're doing, even Republicans, if you're simply spewing the party line, it's rolling off your tongue at every conversation, we lose. You know, you're just a drone. We lose. It doesn't help. Anyway, again, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Gary Aminoff joins me. He's a Republican strategist out of Los Angeles. I always have a good time when he's on the show. He is quite a knowledgeable man, and he's been around a bit in the party in this area. I don't want to say how long. You can if you want to, but I'll leave that up to you. You've seen a lot happen in the Los Angeles area, have you not?
Oh, yes. I've been involved in active in the county party for over 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, you're a better man than I. I get frustrated and irritated to no end. I feel sometimes like we're all going through our stuff, but sometimes I just feel like we're shoveling, as my dad used. Well, I can't say that on the air, can I? Shoveling sand against the tide. How's that? That's a lot cleaner.
Yeah, there you go.
And work up. I do think that the parties, to a big degree, and I'm going to blame both of them, have kind of lost touch at the grassroots level with their people. I think they don't. And the proof, and frankly, let's just be honest about it. The proof is we have Donald Trump. That's the proof. And we have people at the top of the RNC that are scratching their heads and go, how did this happen? How did this happen, Gary? How do you think this happened?
It happened because Republicans have been frustrated and disappointed in their leadership. The last, when did we get, I guess 2 years ago, we got control of both the Senate and the House. No, it was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans expected that a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate was going to prevent some of the bad legislation that the Democrats were proposing, was going to keep Obama from going off the rails, which he did, and we're going to do something about Obamacare. And none of that happened. And I understand that when you've got a Democrat president, it's tough to get anything through because of his veto power. And when you have a president who doesn't care what the Constitution says and decides to exceed his limited authority, there's very little that Congress can do about it. But people are mad. And then a guy comes along and says, nobody's going to get away with anything if you elect me. I'm the strong guy. I'm going to fix everything. And I'm not a politician. I'm not from Washington. So there's a lot of appeal among the grassroots for that kind of guy. They've looked at their leaders. The leaders have disappointed them. They're now saying, well, here's this guy. He's been successful in business, and he doesn't take guff from anybody, so maybe we should be looking to him.
You know, Gary, the conservative slash movement, I'm just going to call it conservative movement, inside of the Republican Party, because I don't think you could just say all Republicans are conservatives, because just be honest about it, they're not.
They're not. No question.
Right.
There's no question they're not.
And that word conservative, even from within the party, has got so many different meanings. I think it hurts us because we can't agree on. And I know we're all supposed to have our, you know, freedom of thought here. But you know, when I say that I want to back a conservative, conservative candidate, that may have a whole different meaning than somebody else in the party. And then we're at odds with each other. Don't you think that's kind of dangerous? You know, that we don't have a meeting.
A meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the conservative apparently means different things to different people. Now, there is a hardcore conservative base that believes in the Constitution, that government should be run in accordance with the Constitution, that government should be limited, states have rights built into the Constitution. They ought to be able to exercise those rights. So there are people who are basic constitutionalists, I'll call them, who are really the core of the conservative group in the party. And then there are people who are the social conservatives who believe that in biblical social issues, that is, abortion is bad, marriage is between man and a woman. And then you have the defense conservatives, who are very strong on defense. So it's the three-legged stool that Reagan talked about. And not all conservatives fit into all three slots.
Right.
So that's why it's difficult to define.
Well, but they're looking for it. You have to admit, I mean, you and I have dealt with a lot of smaller grassroots groups around town, and they want one. I'm not saying they're going to get it, but they want one. They want to be on the same page. And I've got a little bit of a fear. I think you and I have talked about this before. Paul Ryan. I think Paul Ryan is the first outspoken person for the progressive wing of the Republican Party. I think you're seeing that wing start to rise up, if you would. You think I'm way off on this or not?
No. I don't. I think hardcore limited government conservatives are in the minority. And what you call progressive Republicans, and I call statists,
okay,
are becoming the majority of the party.
And you know, one of the problems our party has is young people. And I know I've been to a lot of events where I'm seeing more and more young people, but they're not going to fit in with those all-time hardcore conservatives because they have a different view on marijuana, they have a different view on marriage, they have a different view on a lot of social issues. And when you talk with them, I got to tell you, what scares me a little bit, Gary, is they're almost no different than the Blue Dog Democrats. Remember them?
I do. So it's interesting. The party is going through a transition. The Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of 1980 when Reagan was elected.
You're right.
And very different.
Yeah, no, and I, how does that play out, though? Because, look, when we're going through growing pains, that's fine, but we need to go through the growing pains in the 3.5 years between elections, not the year of elections. We seem to pick the worst possible moment.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, you know, it's going to, and there are people, there are a lot of Republicans who are disappointed in the candidate that we have because they feel he's not conservative. But the fact that he picked Mike Spence as vice president, I think, ameliorated some of that.
The, what's his name? Pence. I had to think of his name for it. Yeah. So, and Pence put a lot of conservatives at ease. Is he going to bring in, be able to bring in the moderates? See, I don't, that's the question people are asking, but I think that Trump has already brought in a lot of the moderates. I think because people don't see him as a hardcore conservative, candidate, I think he's already brought the independents. Because I don't know if you heard today, the number came out that Trump was behind with the independents by 3%, and after last week, he's beating Hillary by double digits with the independents now.
And, well, that's a post convention bounce, which always happens. I think after the Democrat convention, they'll get a bounce, and you know, a few weeks after that, it'll all settle down. So I'm not surprised.
Oh, it's going to be
much of it maintained itself.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before it actually starts to settle down, or what do they call it? It'll settle itself out, but. I still think that from what I'm reading, and I know people, we've even got people in our party that are still so mad about Cruz. When I say this, they send me emails. But I think Trump takes the presidency, and I don't know why people on our side are so upset about that. He's our only option. We're coming back from a break, and we're going to a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Gary Aminoff joins me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. And the you know, you guys don't see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I get it. You're not supposed to. That's the magic, I guess. But I got to tell you something. We, and I'm not going to mention them on the air, but the air conditioning company came out or sent me a replacement to one I bought a while back, and it was making me nuts during the show. It had this vibration. My wife just says, you're a nut job. I couldn't hear it, but I could hear it. I could feel it. My teeth rattled. It was throwing me off. I am so happy. You ever watch Monk? That would be me, right? I'm so happy. That thing is... Hey, Gary, you do a show. You know what it's like. When something is quite off, not quite right, your attention is drawn to it, no matter how hard you try to ignore it.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's Gary Imanoff joins me. He's a Republican strategist out of the Los Angeles area, and I always appreciate it. He's been around a while. He knows what's been going on inside and outside the party. And Gary, again, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here, Joe.
During the break, and I'm not saying we're coming apart at the seams, so I'm not trying to go down that road. But you know, this thing with Cruz, you have to admit, there's been a real rift from within the party. With this thing that happened with Cruz, and not just at the RNC, yeah. But you know, overall, and people feel like they were let down, that something's amiss or what have you. Most of them are the hardcore conservatives, but things are changing, life is changing, the people we're pulling in are changing, and we got to make some adjustments.
Yeah, I agree. Mentioned earlier, the Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of 1980 when Reagan was elected. Different values, different outlook on life. Of course, it's another, you know, generation or two, so things change over time.
Well, you know, Gary, you and I kind of joked with you about this in the past, how it took me forever to get our other Republican clubs to start building websites. I mean, we, in the area I'm in, we had the first Republican website. It's like, what's wrong with you people? We did email and everything else. And then what happens is we're, you know, the Democrats are out-registering Republicans in the state of California. Why? Because they're doing it online, and they're reaching out to the young people. And what are we doing? We're still spending money sending people door-to-door to malls and the beaches and places like that to get people to register. We're very slow in those areas to catch up, so I'm kind of excited to see the young people in, but we're going to end up giving up some of those conservative boundaries that we've put in place, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I think this whole new generation is going to communicate differently than we have in the past. You know, they're about doing stuff online and with apps and, you know, all this other stuff. That it's going to be a different world politically.
Yeah.
And, you know, we old fogies are going to be left behind.
Listen, my dad still takes the checks to the bank. I said, Dad, you can, you know, they got that little machine. You can just put the check in it, and it puts it in your account to say, I don't care if I don't hand it to the teller. It's not in the bank as far as I'm concerned. It's like, wow. Oh, you know?
I know.
It's really tough. So where do you see this election going? I mean, seriously, when you see how the Democrats, how much, you know, the Virginia governor, I don't know if you followed this, but he tried.
$200,000. Yeah.
Well, but the Virginia Supreme Court came down over the weekend and said, no, you can't do that. Okay, that's illegal. So what he's decided to do now is to pardon all 200,000 of them.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. So they're desperate. They're looking at any way they can to get a vote or to make this thing happen.
Yeah. 200,000 votes makes a big difference in Virginia.
Oh, especially, yes, no kidding, right? But, I mean, right. We are getting, it's not even better candidates in these things, but we're having to fight a whole different fight, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. We really are. And not a fair fight in many cases.
Now, how are we going to win this? Because we won't fight, and I'm not trying to make us out to be the elitist. That's not what I mean. But we don't fight dirty like they do. Until we decide to, and I don't mean steal votes. I'm saying until we decide to. And this is where I think Trump is going to outshine some of these other people, because he's going to say stuff on stage during one of those debates that nobody else will ever say.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, that's the new Romney wouldn't do it, and that's why we lost. He wouldn't lay it out in simple black and white. So how do you see this? How do you think this election is going to be? Is it going to be dirty? Is it going to be nasty? Is it going to almost appear hateful?
It's going to be... I can't really speak historically as to if there's ever been a dirtier campaign, but this one is going to be right up among the top. Both sides, you know, that the Democrats are going to do whatever they can to win, and the Republicans also, now with Trump at the helm, will do whatever they can. So it's going to be a street fight. And where it's going to come out in the end in November, I have no way to predict right now. I'm expecting that Trump will win because I think there's too much going on with the Democrats that it's going to turn some voters away. But listen, I never would have predicted that Trump would be the candidate. So maybe I'm off. On my predictions.
Well, listen, we were playing the same old game. So, you know, I couldn't see how he wouldn't win. I just got to tell you, I saw the old Republican guard up there in these fights with him, and they were playing by the old rules. And here, even Newt Gingrich came out at one time and said, I wouldn't know what to do with this. He is playing by a whole different set of rules than everybody else. And he was right on.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So anyhow, I got a question for you. I've got a question that came in for you about. I don't know if you saw the on the banners up at the DNC. There were sponsor logos up there, like Sunoco, you know, the oil companies. But this is not uncommon.
Yeah.
I mean, both sides take they take contributions from the big oil companies and what have you, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I see the banks do it and everything else.
Yes, but more corporate money goes to Democrats than to Republicans.
Yes, that's true. That is a true statement. You know, and more union money goes to the Dems than goes to the Republicans. The
absolutely.
As far as voter fraud goes, you know, I don't know if you've been keeping up with it, but there's 60,000 plus names in the LA County voter in the registration rolls. That are bad, that shouldn't be in there. They're either duplicate names or people
right.
have died, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
we saw in the last election, we had some districts that had 108% turnout on their on voting. Voter fraud is very, very, very hard to prove. What kind of a role do you think it'll take in well, not just L.A. County, but across the country?
I think there will be a lot of voter fraud brought mostly by the left, by the Democrats, because they're the ones who do it mostly. I think it's going to be very hard to detect. And I think it's been a factor in the past few elections in terms of getting Democrats elected. I think voter fraud is a big issue and one of the reasons why the Democrats are fighting voter ID tooth and nail. Because there's nobody that doesn't have some form of ID, and yet Republicans are saying it's a hardship to produce ID. Well, it's not a hardship for you to go to the Social Security office and get a check and show your ID, or for any other number of reasons, but somehow it becomes hard to show your ID when you want to vote.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And most of their functions, guess what you have to do? You got to show an ID to get into most of their functions. So are they disenfranchising Democrat voters and people that want to see their people speak? I love it. These guys are amazing.
It's obvious that it's a ploy to enable voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like the guys in Texas who basically say, look, if you don't have an ID, we'll pick you up, bring you to the DMV, get you an ID, and then drive you back home again at no cost because the state has made provisions for that. So it's definitely a dead argument, if you would. Hey, Gary, we're coming up against it. So start to we're coming up against time. So start to tell people how they can get in touch with you or how they can see some of your writings and that kind of thing.
Sure. Okay, so I write at a blog called Bear to the Right. It's beartotheright.com, and it's easy to find. You can also communicate with me on that site. If you go to YouTube channel The Aminoff Effect, you'll see some of my TV interviews, and that's how you reach me.
Good. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time. That you
Joe, I appreciate it when you have me on. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, don't go far because next hour is open. I got a lot I want to rail on. So go grab some Pepsi, some popcorn, and we're going to have us a good time.